Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
216-474-0092. Yeah, he is a nice guy.
Smart guy.
Smart guy, too. Let's talk a little bit more Guardians here for a second. I do want to get back to basketball. Plus, Daryl Ryder is going to join us coming up in less than 20 minutes. So we're going to talk about what's going on with the Browns, and maybe he'll give us his quarterback depth chart for the Browns as well as we sit here and try to figure out what the season's
going to be. That's your thing now. I like it.
The quarterback depth chart.
Yeah. Well, and he's also fresh from shoot-around, too, for the Cavaliers. So we'll have the latest out of that, too.
Fresh. Oh,
look at him. Dropping knowledge on us. So we'll see what he says about what happened to Donovan Mitchell.
Fresh.
Brian Rocchio, I just want to touch on a little bit of baseball stuff here. Hey, what'd you think when they sent him to Columbus?
Good.
I wasn't surprised.
Good. And I like him. My hope is that he goes down to Columbus, works, gets his swing, and perhaps returns this year. The key word there is perhaps, and that has less to do with Rocchio and more to do with Arias.
Okay.
Gabe's done a really nice job.
I mean, Arias had a great game last night, 3-run double, stole a couple bases, 3 of them, actually.
I wouldn't say got lucky on the 3-run double because he hit it plenty deep, but Jackson Churio played it into a 3-run double. It would have been a good catch. I will say that. It would have been a good catch. But still, he kind of took a bad path. Nonetheless, Gabe hit it pretty well. If Arias continues to do what he's doing, Andy, he's not giving up the starting shortstop gig.
No.
I don't expect that to happen.
Do you not feel better, like with even last night's lineup, with Schneeman, who's hitting 263 and Arias is hitting 271? Refreshing to look at the bottom of the order there with Arias sitting in the 7-hole, you know, just like not hitting, or at least hitting over 200 as a starting point, but to be hitting 271, I'll take that.
The thing of it is now they have three guys who, in theory, could fill in at second base. Arias.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Martinez.
Yep.
And Schneeman.
And Martinez is hitting 300.
And Schneeman is swinging the bat pretty well. He's done a nice job. We can see if it continues. Somebody wrote to Hoynsey in the, Hey Hoynsey column.
Yep.
And said Schneeman reminds him of another guy who the Guardians kind of got lucky with back in the day, and that was Casey Blake. And Casey's a great dude. Casey didn't find himself really in the major leagues until he was almost 30 years old. And Schneeman's a similar situation. I believe Daniel's 28 years old. And finding himself, you know, sometimes it takes a while. Right now, for instance, if Rocchio went down to Columbus, Andy, and started hitting 400,
mm-hmm,
and just looked great, I could see them bringing him back up, putting him at shortstop, and moving Arias back to second base. If Rocchio doesn't really get hot in Columbus and just kind of, you know, does okay, I would imagine that he ends up staying in Columbus. He's going to have to force his way back onto this team. And even then, let's say Schneeman continues to play the way he has, hit the way he has. Martinez continues to hit the way he has. And Arias continues to play the way he has. I don't know if there's a place for him here. It would be injury or one of those three guys slipping. And I would think you wouldn't want to bring Rocchio up and make him some kind of a utility guy as they have with Schneeman and Martinez. I would think you're thinking Rocchio is a shortstop, period. and he comes up, I'm sure he could play second, but I'm sure if he came back, he'd play shortstop, and Arias would probably move back to second base. But right now, no need for any of that. Rocchio has to go find his bat, and he hasn't had it.
I gotta tell you, I'm just absolutely intrigued by CJ Cephas. I know we've talked
Boy,
about
Boy, are you ever.
I don't. Am I the only one? Are you intrigued by him?
I'll be intrigued when he fights his way up here and starts to hit a little bit.
Well, he's fought his way up through the system.
That's great.
This time last year, he was in Lake County, wasn't he? Good for him.
Good for him. He's done a great job. But,
you know, he hit 364 in Akron. He's hitting almost 300 in Columbus.
That's great.
Through 10 games.
I would be giddy. Bring him up and let's see what he can do. The issue you have here to me, Andy,
mm-hmm.
I think yesterday's move with Rocchio clears up what you have going on in the infield. You're going to have Martinez and Schneeman at second base in some way, shape, or form, and you're going to have Arias at shortstop. Yesterday, when you sent Rocchio down, you didn't bring up another infielder. You brought up Will Brennan.
Yeah.
And Will went down to Columbus and did a really nice job. And I loved what he said yesterday. He said, did I like going down to Columbus? No. I didn't like it when I got sent down. And he said, but the thing I kept thinking about was, what, you don't like your situation? Well, play better. What? An athlete taking full responsibility for the situation? Will, congratulations. That's sharp and it's on the money. Play better. And guess what he did, Andy? He played better. And he earned his way back here. Problem is, now you have Will Brennan, you have Nolan Jones, mm-hmm. you have John Kenzie Noel. And they're all in right field. Nolan Jones has played some center. You know, is Nolan going to be in center field and it's going to be a Brennan-Noel split in right field? Is Martinez, who's hitting well, is he going to be in center field? It seems to me you have one too many outfielders, except for one thing. You don't have three outfielders who are producing. Nolan Jones has been hitting the ball hard but without much success. You know, I keep hoping he finds himself. I keep hoping anybody becomes something good out there in right field. We've seen a lot of Will Brennan in the past. I wish him luck. My hope is Nolan Jones becomes what he became in his first year in Colorado when he hit over 20 home runs and 60-some runs batted in as a young guy.
I want to talk to you about the other story, too, Ben Lively. You know, he left yesterday, right arm, forearm inflammation. You know, we were talking about this in the break, and, you know, Dan, when we start talking about inflammation of your right forearm, you start walking down the road, and that's just not good. So, you know, he took the mound to warm up at the top of the fourth inning, and then, you know, then the trainer's got to come out, the manager comes out, Carl Willis comes out, and then they took him off the mound last night. So, your thoughts on Lively, too.
And he had that, by the way, in his last start, too.
Yeah.
They said afterwards.
And then, two, what does this mean for the rotation? Because it's just like, oh, once you want to try to sink your teeth into the rotation, that it's like, uh-oh, this isn't working the way we thought it was going to be, or somebody ends up getting hurt. So, your thoughts on Ben Lively? Start with either one. Yep, that sounds good.
Concerning? I mean, that's the only word that you have for it is concerning. Usually, you start hearing that right forearm tightness, and that very much turns into elbow in a hurry. And so I want to see what the docs say. I want to see what the Guardians say on the whole matter. They'll probably shut him down for a period of time because...
Sounds like a trip to the injured list, doesn't it?
It does sound like a trip to the IL. The thing with it is the starting pitching for this team has, I don't know if quietly is the right word, but it has been not good. The bullpen has been good. The starting rotation has been not.
Does this make you think they're going to make it? Obviously, if they hang around to where they are right now, do they not try to trade for a pitcher? Where do you go with that?
I would think you give Nick Casey another look. I mean, Doug was a former high draft choice of the organization.
Yeah.
I believe a second round pick. He came up, had one start, didn't go real well, but that's okay. A lot of guys' first major league start doesn't go real well. I would think they look to Nick Casey, maybe Kobe Allard, who, you know, has pitched really well in long relief, I think he's done a nice job. Maybe he gets a look. Your guy Slade.
He's got to get healthy.
But he's pitching. He's throwing now.
Just making sure.
And he's done all right. So they have some internal options that I would think get a look before they even think about making any kind of a deal.
I don't know. What do you think of that? Because they have assets if they want to make it. I mean, they have assets if they want to make a trade with a team that thinks that they're out of it, that might be willing to. I don't know.
It's not even.
Do you want to rent a guy for the end of the season?
Is starting halfway pitching through May. Starting pitching market is ugly.
Yeah.
It is oogly. So I would. And especially it's them. So keep an eye out because they'll probably do your great line, Andy. Shane Bieber probably coming back hopefully in July.
Oh, it's like making a trade.
John Means rolling in September. It's like making a trade. Like,
you know, sometimes are the best trades you don't make.
That's the way they're probably looking at this is, okay, can we tread water until we start getting those guys back? And I never like that idea because it's always playing with fire, and especially most guys coming off of Tommy John are not the same that they are the first season back. It's always year two that they start to look the same again.
Just like an ACL.
Exactly. Now, granted, Matthew Boyd was a different story, but the majority of guys take some time. So I hope they're not thinking we're going to put Shane Bieber in the middle of the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches, and go, all right, here comes the Cy Young Award winner. Let's cook.
Doesn't work that way?
Sadly, no.
Did for Matthew Boyd.
Typically not.
Mm.
Matthew Boyd was pretty good last year coming in. Earned him a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Not here, though.
All right. Well, they've got enough right fielders.
No. If you have three right fielders, Andy.
Yeah.
How many do you really have?
None. It's just like a quarterback, isn't it?
There you go.
Oh, you guys are making me so. Can we stop the show? I'm so much smarter.
I teach you. All
right, so let me make sure I got this straight. If you have three right fielders, that means you have no right fielders. Right. If you don't make a trade and get somebody back from injury at the deadline, it's just like making a trade.
That's correct.
Any other trite things we're going to hear before the end of the season?
You got to just tip your cap.
You know, we didn't plan for this, but this happened.
Tip your cap, Andy.
I tip my cap. I'm wearing a cap today. I'm tipping it. Okay. Daryl Ryder's going to join us here in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the Browns.
And the Cavs, he was a shoot-around.
And the Cavs today, too.
He actually saw Donovan Mitchell dribble the basketball.
Yeah, he did. I'm very excited to that because, you know, did he send any pictures out?
I hope he
normally
play.
Does. You hope Daryl didn't play?
I hope Donovan can play.
What's your gut feeling on this right now?
He plays.
I think he plays tonight, too. You with me on that? Big boy, Menigan, you think he plays tonight or not?
Dan's working. Leave
him alone. No, he's not. Never works. Sits back there. He plays like Space Invaders or something all day.
I wish.
Big Doug.
Pac-Man. I was usually pretty good at Pac-Man back
Galaga,
in the day.
Galaga, man. Galaga was the way to go.
Yeah, at the old Pizza Hut where they used to have the machine that was covered in pizza grease and all that stuff, throwing the quarters in for Pac-Man. Anyway.
Sit down or stand up? What was better? Games.
Ooh. I was always partial to standing up.
I don't know. I always like the sit-down games. I don't know why. Jeff?
The what?
A sit-down video game or a stand-up video game?
Oh, stand-ups were more fun.
Mostly because my favorite is still pinball. And you got to stand up to
play
pinball.
I was a big Dig Dug fan back in the day. You ever played Dig Dug?
Yeah, I think I have it on like three things at home. We still have it. Like
nice.
You could buy these games for $5. It came with a joystick and it came with like everyone. Think about that. You could buy that game for like 10 or 15 bucks, 10, 5, 10, 15 bucks. And how many quarters you probably pumped into that game when you were a kid? At least I was. I did. I don't see you doing that. I see you playing once or twice and then feeling like, okay, I've spent enough money on this game.
Oh no.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
see, I could see you with like a. With going, there's a Galaga machine down at Beaumont, Texas that has a Jeff Phelps
too old
on
by
there
that point.
At the top right there
no.
that Jeff set all sorts of records that is still sitting there.
I'm big on free stuff, guys.
Yeah. The question is, did 12 or 13-year-old Jeff Phelps pump quarters into video games or pinball or anything?
I told you no. And I told you why.
Oh, I know why.
I had pinball machines in my basement.
Oh, right. That's right. I mean, if you were out and about, you never did? You never played? Your friends never wanted to go out to somewhere and go play?
Well, I might just say that the 8-ball pinball machine in the Kent State Student Center. Might have had a few moments with me.
Really? Did you make any money off these guys? Did anybody ever want to go?
The 8-ball pinball machine. There was a game called 8-ball.
Oh, I remember pinball. I can see the guy on the glass going like this. Yeah.
I didn't gamble on pinball.
Were you a shark?
I didn't gamble on pinball.
Okay. All right.
Do you see it as a missed opportunity?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't that good.
Okay.
Even though you had the game in your basement?
I didn't have the same game.
Oh, you had a different game in the basement. Oh. You could have totally sharked it.
Now, I think you could have. That's a different story.
Really? I could see you dissecting all the angles on that. Darryl Ryder at Cavaliers practice. He's also our Bronze Beat reporter. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.